Well, dude, I hear our next mum, Bridget, has quite an unconventional take on what makes a picnic dish.
Bridget grew up during the Second World War, and rationing really shaped her food memories.
So, along with her daughter Jenny and her granddaughter Georgie, they've promised to rustle up a modern spin on a 1940s picnic.
Now, yes. Look, picnics, that's why we're here.
Picnics during the war weren't much fun, to be honest. As I say, we had hard-boiled eggs and...
Hard-boiled eggs and wind.
Absolutely. There wasn't much to put in the sandwiches. I mean, picnics now are a different ball game, aren't they? Yeah.
So, what are we going to start with today?
We're having windfall marmalade.
Hang on, dude. Marmalade's made with oranges. But those windfalls can't be right. What's going on?
Was that a wartime thing as well?
Well, I think it was. I mean, I found the recipe in some old cookery book. And so, I presume that it was done during the war, and they put in the apples because they couldn't get the oranges.
I remember my mother and my father, they would buy jam off markets, and they would complain. They'd look at one another and go, oh, it's full of apples. And it must have been a thing to bulk it out.
Oh. You know, well, I think that's right.
Bulked out with apples. Yes. Yes. And it was always kind of damning thing, as if he'd put up with it for years.
Yes.
And then it was...
But
in fact, many wartime recipes were based on sound cookery ideas, and using apples in marmalade is definitely one of them.
Can I help you pick them up?
You all right, mate?
Yeah, just a bit concussed.
With the apples collected, the actual marmalade recipe is a pretty traditional one.